and welcome to the debate. I'm Marcy Hashemi. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, horrific scenes in Gaza on Sunday as Israelis pound the densely populated strip. At least 70 people were killed in the neighborhood of Al-Shujaiya alone. Airstrikes have been nonstop, and as many children have been killed, Israeli Prime Minister praised his troops for a great show of power and for their high moral spirit. This as at least 18 Israeli soldiers have now been killed since the ground invasion was started on Thursday. Stay with us and we'll take a latest at the look of the situation on Gaza.
Despite growing public anger against the disproportionate war on Gaza, Israel's diplomatic security cabinet has used what it calls terror tunnels as a pretext to expand the ground incursion in the besieged territory. Officials who attended the meeting say Israel is in no rush to end the operations and will remain in the strip until all the tunnels are destroyed. The Israeli intelligence minister, Yuval Steinitz, has also gone beyond that, hinting there's a possibility that the ground operations will end in fully retaking control of the coastal strip. The announcement has caused fears that the Palestinian death toll could skyrocket in the coming days.
We have a virtually defenseless population in Gaza, widely recognized as the world's largest concentration camp, being subjected to an onslaught of weapons, including tanks and planes and bombs, which are purchased by the taxpayers of the United States.
With the events unfolding on the ground and the use of banned munitions, many analysts believe Israel has long been planning to retake the besieged territory, and the tunnels are just a cover-up to blame the current war on Hamas and reoccupy the coastal strip.
The great hypocrisy is that the Palestinians who are defending themselves are called violent, and the Israelis who have planes and tanks are defending themselves. This is a twisted morality that comes out of the imperial racism of Western countries.
Israeli officials have claimed that one of these tunnels runs under Al-Shifa Hospital, which is the main medical facility in the Gaza Strip. The Israeli announcement comes as many Palestinians fleeing the ground incursion headed for the hospital to take shelter in wards open to those evacuating their homes in eastern regions, where ground operations have intensified. This has raised fears of a massacre, as hundreds of Palestinians are also being treated there. The destruction of the tunnels has also raised fears of a humanitarian catastrophe in the besieged territory. Since the Israeli blockade was imposed in 2007, such tunnels have been used as main routes to bring in essential supplies such as fuel, medicine, and livestock into Gaza. With tunnels destroyed and the blockade in place, the 1.8 million population there will have no other way to survive but to fully depend on Israel and Egypt, which control crossings into the Gaza Strip.
Part of this attack on the people of Gaza is to steal the natural gas that's offshore. Not just steal the natural gas, but to prevent the people from even getting the fish out of their own waters. Israel is a parasitic state. It cannot survive without the theft of resources of its neighbors.
The Israeli atrocities have raised public anger across the world. In recent days, millions of people have joined rallies in various countries demanding an end to the asymmetrical war that has claimed the lives of civilians mostly.
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Protesters have been calling on their governments to boycott Israel for what they call crimes against humanity.
I'd like to welcome my guest to the program, President of Middle East Research Center, Mr. Richard Hellman out of Washington. Thank you so much for being with us. Mr. Hellman, why are we here again? It seems every few years, Tel Aviv decides to bombard the Gaza Strip, and after killing so many people, then it stops, and then a few years later, we see this repeating itself. Why are we here again?
Well, it's complex, but it's also simple. It's 1,700 missiles, rockets, and missiles have been fired from Gaza by Hamas and other terrorist forces at the defenseless citizens of Israel. And thankfully, most of the ones that were headed toward populated areas were shot down by Israel's Iron Dome system, but the elected government of Israel has decided that enough is enough. Americans wouldn't stand for 1,700 missiles. Wait a minute, I'm answering the question, pardon me. And also, we don't know about the numbers that are given for the dead in Gaza. These are unsubstantiated. And lastly, many Palestinian Arabs I know say that Hamas is not elected, Hamas is brutal, and it's time for a change of government there.
Okay, and on that note, Mr. Hellman, so let's look at, let's break down some of the things that you've just said. Let's say you've said that over 1,000 missiles have been going towards Israel.
I said 1,700.
That's 1,700. Over 1,000. That's over 1,000, right? I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt. So over 1,000 or 1,700 have been going towards Israel. Sir, do you know as far as the number of sorties that the Israelis have been carrying out, do you know that not only have they been using drones, but in this very tiny sliver of land that from the sea they have been firing their gunships? And then there's a ground invasion, and from the air, not only F-16s, but F-22s also, on the most very densely populated area. What do you think about that? Is that problematic, sir? Is that a problem when there are civilians on the ground there who are dying?
I'll take an independent witness. Colonel Kemp of the United Kingdom, of the UK, who commanded the British forces in Afghanistan, he has said repeatedly, in effect, that no nation in history has used such restraint to prevent injuries to civilians in the time of war as Israel has done.
Mr. Hellman, have you seen the video coming out of Mr. Hellman, have you seen the video coming out of the Gaza Strip today, sir? Have you seen the video coming out of the Gaza Strip today? This is my question.
War is hell, but this is unsubstantiated. We don't even know if it's current or if it's been doctored or if it's from past confrontations. But I'm going to tell you that Israel, if they were intending to kill people, could have killed hundreds of times or thousands of times as many as have died. Israel uses extreme restraint to attempt to avoid collateral damage to civilians. And I'm ashamed that Press TV is not covering the 300 that the Russians killed in the Ukraine, or the hundreds of thousands that have been run out of Iraq, the Christians who have been told they can no longer live in their historic land of Iraq.
Let's look at that. Actually, good point that you just brought up, Mr. Hellman. You talked about the 300 that have been killed, allegedly killed. Excuse me, sir. You talked about the almost 300 people who died on the. Excuse me, sir. Who died on the Malaysian air flight? And of course, we don't know who's responsible for that yet. However, we immediately saw out of the United Nations. We immediately saw a moment of silence and. Of course, it is good because any loss of life is a tragedy. But at the same time that those 300 people who were killed, there had already been 300 people killed in Gaza by that time. What's the difference? Why no international reaction? Why no reaction from the United Nations for the many lives that have been lost in Gaza?
Because Hamas fired 1,700 rockets and refused to accept a ceasefire. America or the UK or Iran would not stand one missile fired at their sovereign territory without fighting back. The Palestinian Arabs of Hamas, if they had wanted to create a state, they've had almost 10 years to create a beautiful state like Monaco or the Riviera or Capri.
Okay, stay with me, sir. Let me get my next guest, and of course that's without the siege of 7 years. But let me cross over to Orlando, Florida, and welcome our next guest, ex-American intelligence linguist, Mr. Scott Ricard, in on this. Thank you so much for being with us, Mr. Ricard. We have our guest out of Washington, Mr. Hellman, basically saying that this is all about the 1,700, as he said, missiles that have been fired on the innocent Israelis, and that Tel Aviv has no choice but to protect its people. Your take, sir.
Well, Mr. Hellman should know much better than that. He has been working with Israel for over four decades, since 1976. Mr. Hellman is a puppet for Israel, the head of the Christian Israeli PAC that raises money for basically subverting American politicians across the United States. So it's no doubt that he is manipulating the real facts behind what has happened in
wait
Gaza.
A second.
Gaza is an open
wait
air
a second.
Prison.
Wait a second.
Excuse
who
me,
are,
sir.
Wait
you
a
can
second.
Talk
who
when
are
I'm finished.
You?
Excuse
who
me.
Are, wait a second. Who are? So, Who are you?
The facts
you
remain that Israel is the aggressor.
You got it wrong.
They are
it's,
the oppressor of a land that was stolen
you're
from
wrong.
The indigenous people. And they have, and they have basically, since 1948, been funded
Nonsense.
By the West and put people in an oppressive state. This is not a place where Monaco can be built or Capri can be built. This is not a free place that
have
they're allowed
there?
To roam. They've been
have
blockaded.
You been to Gaza?
They have been blockaded since an election was made. This is not the scenario. The actual rockets were fired after children were being murdered, homes were being attacked.
Untrue.
There was a lot of activity going on prior to the rockets being fired.